Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm speaking with Tom Talbot, who is chairman of the Cattle Health and Well-Being Committee of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Tom, first tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Mm-hmm. I live in Bishop, California. It's a small town on the eastern side of California at the base of the Eastern Sierras. I'm a veterinarian, as well as my brother and I own and run a cow-calf operation there as well.
All right. Now, we had the committee meeting here today, and first of all, just tell me, what is the mission of the Cattle Health and Well-Being Committee of NCBA?
You know, I think our goal here is to monitor the issues that animal health issues that affect our industry in a big way. And the majority of the things that we talk about here are things that affect each and every producer across the United States. So we deal with a lot of the issues that, are federal government issues, those kinds of things. And
what were some of the things that you heard about in the committee today?
Well, we had updates from personnel from the FDA, talked about things that are of importance to them. One of the major topics there is the use of antibiotics in cattle, which, as you probably know, is a very hot topic. We had an update from the USDA APHIS, and we talked about some issues there, some brucellosis issues, tuberculosis issues, some other things, cattle tick fevers, some things that have a huge effect on cattle health in various parts of the United States. We had a presentation over the telephone because of a weather-related problem from Dr. Dan Thompson from Kansas State on some potential new issues on animal welfare. We had an update from Dr. Guy Londergan from Texas Tech on some pre-harvest tools. Specifically, these are all things that have a great deal of importance to our industry. They're they're hot topics. They're coming forward. And one of the other areas that we talked a lot about, and we have planned to do a lot in the future, is trying to discuss and do some planning for foot and mouth disease. A disease that emerging issue. It's a disease that's a foreign animal disease that we have not seen in this country since the 1920s, but one that we're very concerned about.
So a lot of the focus here in the committee is really the diseases and conditions that might affect the cattle, but also long term, you're looking at providing a healthy product for consumers, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think everything we do, is geared in the end at providing a healthy product for consumers. That certainly is our ultimate goal. And along the way, we are concerned with diseases that are, affect us only domestically, but we're certainly worried about diseases that are coming from other countries. As I said, foot and mouth disease. One of the other issues that we've talked a lot about is tick fever that the people down on the Texas-Mexico border are dealing with. We certainly put a lot of time and energy on that. And one other area that we talked a lot about today was animal ID, as far as you know a lot about that, I'm sure, but the ability to trace our animals from the time they're born till the time they're slaughtered. And we're expecting a new rule from the federal government to be released here in April, and we had an update from one of the representatives of that committee, Dr. Keith Rohr from here in Nevada, or in Colorado, I'm sorry.
Well, now, getting back to the whole antibiotic issue, this could have a dramatic impact on the industry. What is NCBA doing to try and make sure that FDA understands the use of antibiotics in the animals and the general public, for that matter, and that you do use them carefully? You're just using them for the sake of using them.
Right. I think one of the first things I'd like to say is that we have worked with FDA quite extensively over the past and have a very good working relationship with them. And I think they understand the concerns for us, which is, number one, is what we want to be able to continue to use those products because they have great benefit to our industry. But on the other side of this whole thing is we want to make sure that we don't jeopardize, the use of antibiotics, both for the human and the animal population. And so it's important for us. What we try to emphasize is for them is that we have a great need for these antibiotics. But on the other hand, we want to make sure that we use them judiciously, and keep them around for as long as possible. And they understand that really well. That's been something that's been very rewarding for me is to just to talk with them and have them, you know, understand that we need them. But what we need to do is make sure that we use them judiciously, that make sure that everything we do allows us to use them safely. And that's encouraging. You know, we hear so much talk at the congressional level about new laws that are just going to, you know, we want to pass laws that that say no more use. And so that was something that was of great concern to me. But in discussing that with the FDA, they've assured us that, you know, if you guys make the effort to ensure that, you know, these things are used wisely, that we'll do our best to make sure that this stays in our hands and keeps it out of Congress. So,
great. Well, Tom, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I guess I'd like to say appreciate you covering us and finding out what we're doing here. And again, this is, you know, it's a great committee to be a part of. And, you know, it has huge ramifications, obviously animal health and food safety and animal welfare, all these things today all come under cattle health, and these are all issues that, you know, we're working hard on. We want the consumer to know that, you know, that we're doing our best to make sure that the product that comes out at the end is extremely healthy, it's safe, it's been handled well its entire life, and so that's our goal.
Very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.